You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow, and for the rest of the hour, we're going to take a look at the best science books and toys for the younger set, for your kids. And I'll tell you, we've been getting some of these into the office here, and some of these kids and books are really creative. They're new. Maybe they have to be because, you know, have you tried to get your kid away from the video games or the computer or the television set these days? I think we've got some suggestions that will help you do that. And, you know, we also have some suggestions for maybe a toy should be doing less instead of more. Maybe less is more. We'll talk about that. So we're also going to open the phones to take your suggestions about your favorite kids' books and toys. Now, kids' books and toys this hour. I know, I'll tell you, though, even though we got these kids' toys here, I know this big kid would still like to play with a lot of these kids' toys we have here. So join us. Our number 1-800-989-8255. Let me introduce my guest. Claire Green is president of Parents' Choice Foundation, and she joins us from member station WYPR in Baltimore. Thanks for joining us today, Ms. Green.
Thank you for having us. Please call me Claire.
Claire, okay. I'll be very happy to. Let's talk about some of the science-related books that made the Parents' Choice list this year. How do you pick the books?
The books are done all through choices by committees. We send not only the books, but all the other products we review out across the country to our wonderful, interested, and cherished evaluators and testers.
Boy.
Who are all parents. Many are librarians or educators, scientists. Sometimes even we have rocket scientists.
Wow. Well, we have none on this side of the mics. Let's talk about it. As I say, we have these books in our offices, and we're having trouble getting work done on some of them. For example, this pop-up bug book. This was just
terrific.
Isn't
it wonderful?
Yeah.
It's lots and lots of fun. No, I'm seeing a no shaking across the glass here. It's scary for some little ones, but it is fabulous.
Yeah.
It's an engineering feat, and they're gorgeous, and you learn just enough about bugs to pique your interest.
And it's a pop-up book, right? So when you open
it is
up,
a pop-up book.
Giant
bugs
pop out.
It's not for
out.
Little ones. They're huge, some are big, and some are scary, and some are captivating. The shocking pink praying mantis is really the closer of that book, and it's just fabulous. But it's not for little kids, Ira, because they're too tempted to pull.
Oh, and those.
And it's too much of a work of art for the very little ones. So really for younger than three, it is not appropriate. And for those who just love bugs or love being introduced to them, that you're never too old
all
for
right,
this
now
book.
I've got to disagree on this thing for one reason. I think it's good for kids 1, 2, 3. I don't agree that you should keep your kid from ripping the book up. So, you know, I think
really?
That's a problem we have with science education these days, is that when your kid puts a Pop-Tart into the VCR, we slap his or her hand. Kid is doing an experiment, and we
Absolutely.
Should be encouraging that.
Absolutely.
And the kid sees a pop-up book, and he wants to play with it, get two of them, one for you, one for the kid, you know. And they can experiment with it all they want. Okay, let's move on to Holographic Night Skybook.
Holographic Night Skybook is lots of fun. It's a book and a kit all in one, and it has some experiments to do, and you can create your own holographic recreation of the sky on a very simple terms, of course.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a book called Science Verse. Now, this is you talk about it while I open the page and get out one of my favorite verses here.
Well, some of these, we call them anti-establishment men of genius. The author and illustrator, having lots of fun with this. John Sheska and Lane Smith have really, they've struck a blow against formulaic education, which I think you can appreciate. And they disrespectfully poke fun brilliantly at both poetry and science. And if you have it in front of you, it's worth sharing.
Do you have
a
favorite?
Those.
I'll just pick out my favorite here.
You pick out your favorite.
Okay, I'll pick out the one from the front called Lovely. I hope I'll do it justice. I think that I ain't never seen a poem ugly as a spleen. A poem that could make you shiver like 3.5 pounds of liver. A poem to make you lose your lunch, tie your intestines in a bunch. A poem all gray, wet, and swollen like a stomach or a colon. Something like your kidney, lung, pancreas, bladder, even tongue. Why, you're turning green, good buddy. It's just human body study. And all the rest of the poems are like that. They're just wonderful little poems.
They're fun, and the illustrations are fun, and the young scientist who guides us through is just charming.
It reminds me of, you know, The Night Kitchen. Remember that book? The illustrations like that combined with wonderful science poetry.
That's right. And it's fun to find that both and be able to poke fun at it and appreciate it and know that there's something to offend everyone.
Now, you evaluate toys on your list, too. How do you evaluate toys?
The toys, wonderful manufacturers from all across the country and some outside the country submit the products to the Parents' Choice Awards program. They come into our office and we take a first pass and assign the toys to those folks who would best be able to evaluate them, particularly from the science point of view. So making sure that, of course, all the information is accurate. And not only that it's accurate, but there are many ways to use the product, both the science and other toys, that it's versatile. And above all, that it's fun, because if it's not fun to use, it will just collect dust.
Well, we have a couple of picks in different price ranges. I have to think that my favorite upper sort of middle price range, this we haven't been able to get this out of the hands of the people here. It's a kid's toy. It's called the Ultimate Forensics Whodunit Lab, put out by Discovery Kids. This is the CSI, right? The crime scene investigation toy for kids. And it's got, I can hold it up, it's giant. It's got a microscope in there. It's got all the human hair. It's got samples of everything you'd find at a crime scene. You can actually investigate half a dozen crimes on your own.
Yeah, and there are six different case studies, Ira, that proceed with increasing levels of difficulty. So there's the mop-up cop. There's a crime solved at NSA, but nobody's really sure they found the right suspect. Some strange money has appeared on the marketplace, and they're hunting to find the counterfeiter. And it goes on, and it's lots and lots of fun.
And it is packaged beautifully, and it is made beautifully. And, you know, because sometimes we see toys where that they're science kits. People just throw a bunch of beakers and stuff in a box and call it a science kit. This is just beautifully done and a great gift.
Well, I'm glad you like it. That's the other thing that we look for at Parents' Choice is to find those products that are made well and that are also a fair value. So while this may be on the expensive side of things, as you've just pointed out and done so well, that the materials are of a high quality and the instruction manual and the value for the dollar is there.
Yeah, it's under $100. I'm looking at the box now. It's like, here it is, $79.95. But that's pretty good for a nice toy like this these days.
It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of fun. There's jam-packed with learning.
Let's see if we can get a call or two in about some suggestions some of our listeners or some questions from them. Let's go to Philip in Tallahassee. Hi, Phil.
Hey, I was wondering if, like, what toy I should, like, get for my 5-year-old cousin.
Ah. How old are you, Phil?
12.
12, and you have a 5-year-old cousin. What would be good for your 5-year-old cousin? A book or a toy, or do you want a toy?
He'd probably want a toy.
A science toy?
Yeah.
What have we got for
five?
Him?
Well, we have my first science kit, Scientific Explorer. Ages 4 to 12, and that's $20. Do you have enough allowance?
Oh, yeah.
$20 is nothing these days, right?
Well, fair.
I would say it's nothing. But or you know what else, Phil? Some of these, and Ira, do you have the Williamson books with you, the Ocean Science and the Gizmos and Gidgets?
Those are great books.
I can't even say that. Gidgets and Gizmos and Fizz Plop and... They're under $15, and they're many of them, the kids' nature book with an activity for every day of the year.
Okay.
For outdoor activities, does he like to do stuff outside?
I'm not sure.
Does he collect bugs? You think? Do you think he might like owl puke?
Well, you see, I haven't really, like, seen him like in a while, so.
I haven't seen him in a while. Any of those Williamson books, Ira, don't you agree?
Yes, they'd
make lots and lots of activities in there. And I said owl puke because it really is the title of a product. I didn't just make it up. I promise.
Is it real owl puke?
Well, there are pellets in there, and we're told that that's what's in there. And you can dissect the pellets and learn what the owl had for lunch or breakfast.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good luck to you. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. And we came across a sort of an electronics project. Real Science Made Easy Electricity. I'm taking this home with me. I don't care what my kids or teenagers or anybody says, because I was such a one of these kit nuts when I was a kid. Radio Shack, mm-hmm. Lafayette stuff. They don't make these things anymore. And you could just build all kinds of little things. And this is, I think, for 8 and up. And this is just elegantly put together and just terrific gift, I think.
Again, there's lots of real science in here. And we have a retail price here of $30, but there are 50 different experiments and a glossary and a flip chart. And you will be able to say, Ira, whether or not you think these provide a full range of experiments about electricity.
Boy.
Looks like lots of fun. I mean, it is lots of fun, and our testers absolutely loved it.
What about chemistry sets? Do they make chemistry sets anymore? I know they don't blow up anymore. They took all the fun out of chemistry sets.
They took a lot of it. But Chem 1000, now this is for ages 10 and up, and it's manufactured by Thames and Cosmos, and available at some online retailers, Discover This or Midwest Bottle Supply. And this, one of our PhDs in chemistry saw this and tested it, and he told us a story about when he was young and he received a chemistry kit for Christmas. And he said, of course, the ingredients were a lot different in those days.
Yes.
But now this is as close to what he's seen as the old kind of chemistry sets. And he thought the experiments were great. And that toy was what really, he thinks, sparked his interest to study chemistry. And that's what a lot of these toys are about. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to find and recommend books and toys and software that integrate learning and life so seamlessly that it's really hard to separate.
Let's go to the phones. Charles in Memphis. Hi, Charles.
Hi, thank you. I'd like to recommend something that sort of cuts across lots of lines, chemistry and the hydrogen economy that we're hopefully headed towards. And it's a new rocket from Estes Products, the people who've made the solid rocket booster type of kits for years. They now have a hydrogen-powered kit that you can refire over and over about once every 5 minutes by breaking just normal tap water down into hydrogen and oxygen, and with a lot of safety switches and ways that no one could get hurt, shoot a rocket up about 200 feet or so, retrieve it, turn it back on again, and fire it again. It's very, very interesting.
Wow. And you can find that where?
You can find it at, I know you can get it at Discovery, and I believe most hobby shops that carry their products could get it for you. It goes from between $40 to $50. So it's a lot of fun, and it's pretty fascinating for kids to see that just regular tap water will break down into two combustible gases that is what will probably be driving their car soon.
All right, that's a great suggestion. Thanks for calling.
Certainly. Thank you.
1-800-999-8255. You heard me rummaging in the back through my toys here. Another thing, you know, we might have mentioned maybe for the youngsters, we have the, speaking of Discovery Kids, the Discovery line, we have the Biosphere Habitat.
Good choice, Ira.
Wow, that's a great little habit. You know, it's like you're going to put a living thing in it. I haven't looked at it enough to see what we'd put in there. Do you know what kinds of things would live in that little habitat? But it's beautiful. It sits on a tabletop. It's got batteries in there, little lights.
The kids can produce a rainforest and stock it with African violets, for example, and a tree frog. Or they could choose to create a desert landscape with a cactus and a bearded dragon.
Wow.
And you can grow all sorts of things in there. And the this is relatively affordable. It's $40. And the kids can use this for quite some time and really learn all about the life cycle of both plants and small animals.
This is an interactive kind of thing where you're not sitting and getting spoon-fed in front of a TV or possibly a computer. This is like less is more sort of thing.
That's correct. And what we say again, and sorry to keep interjecting this, but it's really important, you brought it up in the beginning, that less is more. And the more the toy does, the less there is for the child to do. And as you know, Ira, the more engaged and the more activity that a child can work with a particular product, the more interesting it is. The more you continue to discover and learn, the longer you'll be interested in a subject, and it will spur interest in many other things.
Talking about kids' gifts and books this hour on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. With us is Claire Green, who's president of Parents' Choice Foundation in Baltimore. She's sitting in Baltimore. We're here in New York. Our number 1-800-989-8255. Let's get a recommendation from Eloisa. Is that Eloisa in Shingle Springs, California?
Yes.
Where is that town?
It is near Placerville, about an hour above Sacramento.
Ah. Go ahead.
Toward Lake Tahoe. And I have a book that I really love called Earth, Water, Fire, and Air.
Mm.
Playful Explorations in the Four Elements. And it's for children between the ages of 6 and 12.
Why do you like it so much?
Well, because as your guest was saying, it's very basic. And the children, they create the elements of building dams and channels, making hot air balloons, guessing weights, and then they have general remarks about water wheels if you're going to make a water wheel, and it's all made out of the natural elements around your home or apartment, wood, water, sand, air. And what's nice is that when we were younger, you know, we used to do things like that. And so when the children embark on these projects and the parents help them, they can say, oh, when we were children, you know, we used to do this too. And
right.
I think it connects them with nature and the elements and with the parents as well. And they get a science experiment without even realizing it right away.
Wow. Well, so that's terrific.
It's a really wonderful book, and it's only $12.
Hey, can't go wrong there, right?
And what's nice is that for the six-year-olds, it takes some parental involvement, but then they have a little more advanced things that you could do.
Right.
And for 12-year-olds and making self-propelled cable cars and cotton reels and all sorts of great things, running wheels.
Yeah, it gives kids time on their own to think
right,
about stuff.
Right, and to be outside and
yeah.
and explore on their own.
Well, thanks for calling, Eloisa, and
sure.
happy holiday to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thanks.
Bye. Oh. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. We're talking about kids' science books and gifts and toys this hour. A lot more are you seeing coming on the market? Any one kind of genre?
Well, we're seeing more science products for sure, Ira. I think there mm-hmm. seems to be a resurgence in that. I also would love to mention that science magazines make a wonderful holiday gift.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have, I don't know if you have them with you, but Click, Ask, and Muse are three products from Karis Publishing.
Yeah.
And Click starts at ages for 3 to 7, and Ask moves up to 7 to 10, and Muse is 10 and above. And it's a wonderful way every month to learn about a different subject.
And just getting the magazine is great, too.
The magazine's fun.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk lots more about science gifts with Claire Green. And then Lynn Brunell is going to join us to talk about her interesting toy. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We're talking this hour about science toys and books for kids on your holiday list this year with my guest Claire Green, president of the Parents' Choice Foundation. And next up is a toy. Well, it's hard to say if it's a toy. It's a book. It's a toy. It's a book. It's a combination book, science kit, all packed inside a see-through bottle. It's been sitting on my shelf. I look at it almost every day. And here to talk about it is its creator, Lynn Brunell. She's an Emmy Award-winning writer for Bill Nye the Science Guy. And her book is called Pop Bottle Science, and it's just out from Workman Publishing. She joins us from Seattle. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ira. Thanks for having me.
You call it a book, a toy, a bottle? What do you call it?
I would call it a book in a bottle.
Hey, you've heard of the ship in the bottle.
Exactly.
There is the book in the bottle. But there's also other stuff in the bottle besides the book.
Yeah, there is. There's some things that you can use for some of the experiments in the book. There are some measuring cups and measuring spoons and a few balloons and a cork.
So there are dozens of experiments you can do with the bottle.
There are 79 really cool experiments that you can do that span all kinds of sciences, from biology, looking at how your eyes work, how your ears work, to how plants do the things they do. You can grow mold gardens, and you can learn about reactions, chemical reactions and molecules and all sorts of things. You can even learn about the galaxy.
Wow. And some of the experiments, you have to destroy the bottle.
Some of the experiments you do. You can do many of the experiments in the bottle that the book comes packaged in,
right.
Which separates at the shoulder, so you actually have a lot of things. You've got the bottle itself. You've got if you take the shoulder part off, you've got a funnel, and then there's a couple of experiments that you actually use the cap for too. But yeah, in some cases you poke holes in them, or you crunch them, or in many cases, not many cases, but they can, you know, crack and fly open.
But you can just get another plastic bottle you have lying around the house.
Yeah, because, you know, there are a lot of them around.
Is it a 1 liter, a 2 liter bottle, or is it?
You know, you can do them with both. Some of the experiments you specify that it's a 1 liter bottle, because when you get bigger, you can't do a lot of the gravitational ones because the walls are so thin.
Right. Do you have a favorite experiment?
I have a couple of them that I really like. I like Super Squirter in the summer. That's a real fun one, where you can drench your pals.
That's popular, yeah.
I'm partial to the mold garden because you can get some really beautiful mold growth, and it looks pretty too. I like the underwater crunch, which is really fun, and you know I'm always going to like a volcano in a bottle.
Oh yeah, you have this raisin experiment.
Oh, the raisin water ballet—that is another favorite one. What you do is you add water and a little bit of vinegar and a little bit of baking soda, and you create a little chemical reaction where you've got bubbles of carbon dioxide rising up, and it looks like a carbonated beverage. You throw some raisins in, and because the raisins are convoluted, the gas sticks to the wrinkles and brings the raisins up. And when the gas dissipates, the raisins drop. So you can get these raisins to dance for a good hour or so. It's pretty fun.
No kidding. I have to try that one. And now, this is a lot of fun, but do the kids actually learn anything?
Oh, yeah. Each experiment is separated into three things. It's what you need, and that tells you the ingredients that you need, and it's all pretty common household stuff. The next section is what you do, which is pretty clear instructions, and then the last section is what's going on, so it explains the science behind it in clear, simple terms for, you know, even the parents that are a little science challenged.
So the kids can help the parents on these experiments.
Exactly.
I mean, and I guess they do take some sort of adult supervision on some of the experiments.
Some of them do, and there's an icon on each of those experiments where it says, you know, you need a parent, you know, if you need cutting or if it involves, you know, some chemical like rubbing alcohol. We recommend that you have a parent.
What ages would you say this is for?
I think this is from, they're saying 7 to 12. But, you know, heck, I do it with parent you know, assistants. I've been doing it with younger kids, and I like to do this myself, and I'm certainly older than 12.
Yeah, I'm with you. Why waste it on the kids?
Exactly.
I'm with you on this stuff. But I always think the mark of a great, you know, one of these things is, can you blow it up? I mean,
and you can. There's a pop bottle rocket where you can blast a cork off.
There you go. And it's available at stores everywhere?
Everywhere.
Wow, that's great. Good luck to you, Lynn.
Thank you so much, Ira.
Lynn Brunell is Emmy Award-winning writer for his Bill Ith Science Guy. And this is a book called Pop Bottle Science. It's just out from Workman Publishing. And you look for the bottle. It's one of your plastic bottles, you know, like I had a soft drink in it, but it's like cut around the middle. It's got a book and all kinds of stuff in it. And good luck to you. Our number, 1-800-989-8255. We're talking about favorite science toys and gifts for kids. Let's see if we can get another phone call or two. Hi, Linda in San Francisco. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes.
I love the show. I have a 5-year-old who's interested in making potions. He wants to be a scientist. That's what he aspires to. Is there a chemistry set appropriate for that age?
Claire Green, what do you think?
For a 5-year-old, that's a little young.
Precocious
kid. Yeah. I'm trying to look around. I would say try some of the Williamson books. That's another good way to find it. Also try Click Magazine. It may lead you to create some potions. But the chemicals, Ira, wouldn't you say it's a little young?
Yeah, I would.
But even just like colors or bubbles?
Well, here, again, my first science kit from Scientific Explorer. You can set up a color mixing laboratory. There's some other products, I believe, from Jazzwares. And again, I don't know that they are recommended for kids as young as 5.
You know, you can also, I'm sorry. You can also
you go ahead.
I'm just saying you can go to the library and find some books that sometimes explain how to do these very simple chemistry setups that, you know, they change color miraculously, you know, using stuff you can buy.
Clear liquids.
Yeah.
Have brown or something.
Yeah, you know, the kind that Bashir Shakashiri makes a living on doing that kind of stuff.
I think they have bathtubs now that have the water change color. It's frightening.
New audience. Good luck, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
1-800-989-8255. Another very popular gift around the holidays are astronomy gifts. Have we got something new in astronomy we could hawk
on
today?
We have.
Another computer software stuff, maybe?
Oh, this is just staggeringly beautiful stuff from Imaginova Corporation, the Starry Night set.
Oh, yes.
For different age groups, the Starry Night Enthusiast and the Complete Space and Astronomy Pack. These are so fascinating. You can literally recreate the night sky anywhere from 200 B.C., 3,080, you can span the galaxies and go where no man has gone before, potentially, but be able to recreate the night sky either outside your back door or in right. any city or country of your choosing. And it is absolutely, they're staggeringly beautiful.
And there's some programs that allow you to fly through the galaxies and, you know, go through all over the universe as if you were in a rocket ship and see what they would look like in real life.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And you can select the coordinates of any location on Earth and specify the date and the time, past, present, or future, and off you go.
Wow.
They're really wonderful products, and there's a lot of information packed in that. And again, they're in the $40 to $60 range.
Hmm.
So not a stocking stuffer, perhaps, but
you also see telescopes coming down in price. Good ones.
Yeah, telescopes, and they're tough. You know more than I that it's not easy to find a telescope that is inexpensive. And if the kids are just nagging a little bit, I really want, well, we know that may be true this week, but maybe not next. But also, I believe that Discovery does have an introductory telescope.
Yeah, you don't want to buy it by its magnification. They'll say 200 power, 1,000 power. That's not what you want. Do some homework on it and shop for it by the quality of it. The magnification is not that important.
Right, and thank you for saying homework, because homework is the key when shopping for a holiday gift or any other gift. And if you pay attention to the child's interest and not necessarily the retailer's interest, particularly at this time of year, I think you'll have a winner.
Let's go to Barry in Mankato, Minnesota. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Two things. One, when you mentioned magazines, I'd like to put in a plug for Ranger Rick.
When I was a kid, that
really introduced me to life sciences.
You're dating yourself now, Barry.
I'm sorry. Yes, I am. But the other thing is, I have a six-year-old, and we just bought him a little toy, and we're going to get him something else to add to it for Christmas. It's called Magnetics.
Ah.
And it's a little two-part thing where it's steel balls and... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, and magnet segments. Segments are like in a colored plastic sleeve, and they're, two poles, and they're pretty strong. I mean, they're very small. They're like about an inch long, but they're stronger than any kitchen magnet you have. And you can put them together in like a pyramidal shape or a pentagon or whatever.
I've seen it. It's a beautiful little toy.
Yeah, there are a number of several companies making things like that, and we have several of them listed on our website, and they describe the different pieces and segments that come with each kit. And there's also a super magnet kit. I'm sorry, it's escaping me at the moment, but it's all on our website if you care to take some time to look for other magnet products. My brother, when he was little, decided to magnetize just about everything in the house. So you couldn't pick up the scissors, but all the safety pins and everything would follow. And he went on from magnetizing everything to taking apart vacuum cleaners.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Kind of like I was. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. We're talking about science toys and gifts this hour on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. Talking with Claire Green, president of the Parents' Choice Foundation, and you can get to her site from our site at sciencefriday.com if you forget how to get there, and we got links to that site. Any other toys you want to recommend, Claire?
The pop bottle science, your guest just a few minutes ago, our testers really enjoyed this. In fact, they took it, they opened it up, and they said, wow, we're going to get to blow something up, and they did. You were absolutely right. It was lots and lots of fun, and they also talked about one of the fun things in this book toy kit was that how well she explained why it was working and her section of what was going on.
Yeah.
And again, to find these books and products that are readily available and readily accessible, particularly the activity books. I want to stress that again. It may not look like a science toy necessarily,
yeah. Yeah.
but there are so many activities and projects,
yeah. Yeah.
and we don't think that parent involvement is a bad thing. We think it's a really good thing.
Well, one I saw that it really stuck out for me was one of these nature books, and it was a leaf collecting book. I thought that was
mm-hmm.
great. You know, I didn't know how many different pine needles there were.
And this one, are you talking about the Backyard Explorer?
Yes, yes.
It's definitely fun, and it's a leaf and a tree guide. I'm losing my ability to chat at these, but and so yes, you can collect leaves, and there is a little carrying case in here to collect and be able to help categorize the different leaves or the pine needles.
Mm-hmm.
And we live out in the woods now, and this is a great little tool.
We had a book on an author.
You don't want to pick up poison ivy, though.
No, you don't. We had a book author on last year or so, if I'm trying to pull it out of my mind, about how to recognize different bacteria in your backyard, by their colors and things.
That's a good thing to know.
I think it's the Field Guide to Bacteria. Betsy Dexter Dyer wrote that, and it's kind of fun. You know, it's like a guide to picking out leaves, but this is picking out the bacteria. You would be surprised how much is going on back there. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. Let's see if we can get a call or two. Dan in St. Louis. Hi, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just had an experience. We went to a family reunion in New York, and we were looking for a way to spend some time with the family and so forth. So we went out and got this electronic snap circuit game from a company. Can I say the company's
sure.
name?
Sure.
Okay, it's called Elenco. Elenco,
mm-hmm.
and it was just fabulous. My 7-year-old boy, 11-year-old daughter, and I must have spent 3 hours just engrossed in putting these little models together. And there's like 300 different little experiments that you can do from
right.
an AM radio and stuff like that. So it was just a ball. We had a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for telling us, Dan.
You
bet. Have a good holiday.
Thanks.
I guess finding these toys, you know, it takes some doing if we know how to find them.
Well, we hope that we've done the homework for parents and grandparents and can give you a little shortcut on the website. Also, puppets. Don't forget puppets.
Ah.
They're really fun ways to introduce kids and make them tell stories about perhaps what they've learned. Folk Manis makes some of the most glorious-looking puppets you've seen, and they're all hand puppets designed for kids through adults.
Mm.
There's a tarantula puppet, a great horned owl puppet, and a cobra in a basket. That
wow.
is, it. They're really lots and lots of fun. So you can tell stories, you can learn a little bit about the science, and share that.
Well, Claire, thank you for sharing your expertise and knowledge with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Claire Green is president of the Parents' Choice Foundation of Baltimore, and her website is parents-choice.org. If you forget that, just go to Science Friday. We have a link to it on our website. Kevin Wade is our technical director. Our audio engineers are Matt Galick and Paul Masiello in New York, Kate LaVale in Baltimore. Greg Smith composed our theme music, and we had help today from NPR librarians Keem Molesky and Alphonse Finn. Surf over to our website. As I say, it's Science Friday. We'll have all the links up there that you missed. All the books and toys, you couldn't write it down fast enough. Charles will have them up for you to take notes. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flato in New York.